In the north of Scotland, there is a deep ravine, and the viaduct that carries the main railroad line across is one of the wonders of that area. One night, a wild storm broke over the district, and the stream that meandered under the viaduct was turned into a mad rushing torrent. A young Highland shepherd laddie, having sheltered his sheep the best that he could for the night, anxiously set out again before dawn to see how they had fared. While making his way up the hillside, he noticed, to his horror, that the central column of the bridge had been swept away. He knew that a train was due shortly, and if not warned, it would certainly be wrecked, with many lives being lost. He surveyed the raging torrent and wondered if he could possibly swim to the other side. But the thought of so many lives in danger spurred him on. Plunging in, he struggled to the other side, battered, breathless, bruised, and bleeding. Hastily, he scrambled up the hillside, hoping he would be in time. And even as he reached the rails, he could hear the mighty locomotive pounding down the tracks. Standing along the right-of-way, he wildly waved his arms to signal the train to stop. But all he saw was the engineer beckoning him out of the way. The train was behind schedule, and the engineer was anxious to make up time. On and on came the train, while the shepherd continued his signaling, but all in vain. When the train was almost upon him, he hurled himself across the tracks in a final, desperate attempt to bring the train to a halt. Seeing the form of the body on the track, the engineer applied the emergency brake, and the locomotive screeched to a standstill almost in its length. The stop was so sudden that the sleeping passengers were rudely awakened and came out to see the cause. Seeing nothing, they were very angry until the engineer explained, "It has been a close shave this time. We might all have been lost." Their faces paled as they saw how near they were to the ragged edge of the broken bridge. Then the engineer said, "Come with me, and I will show you the one who saved us tonight." Back along the track he led them, till they came across the mangled remains of the young Highland shepherd boy. "Had he not died for us," said the engineer, "we would have all perished together." This story illustrates what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. He died for us so that we would not have to endure the eternal punishment, the wrath, the judgment that's due us because of our sins. He placed himself between us and the wrath of God that he might provide and procure for us God's gift of everlasting life. The Lord Jesus is described in the Bible as the Lamb of God who gave himself that we might live. He also is described as the great shepherd who gave his life for the sake of the flock. And this is just as this little shepherd boy died on the railroad tracks to save from certain death all on that train. So our Lord Jesus Christ, God's eternal Son, the one who was virgin born and died bearing my sin and yours on Calvary's cross, he died as the Lamb of God. He died too as the shepherd that he might save the flock. What a message of matchless love and infinite sacrifice. The Son of God, not willing that any should perish, gave himself as our substitute, wounded for our transgressions, dying for our sins. He took the guilty sinner's place and suffered in his stead. For man, O miracle of grace, for man the Savior bled. Yes, Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. What will you do about it? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. The Bible says you will be saved. You'll have eternal life. And on the authority of God's Word, you can know it. Do it today. May the Lord bless you.